This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz. This program is sponsored by New Zealand Bridge, sponsors of Grassroots Bridge across the nation.
Welcome to the Bridge Zone. You're at the table with Barry and Mariana. It took me a while to find my laptop tonight, Barry. That's why I was late.
So here we are, in the middle of the night, recording this on Easter Monday. Oh, I hope everyone appreciates it.
And there was a lot of action up in Auckland, Barry.
Yeah, there's action down here when we couldn't get my speakers to go either. But anyway, you can hear me now. So okay. Up in Auckland, the Easter Congress, winner of the 10A pairs was Julian Foster and Jenna Gibbons. And the intermediate won by Bill Leach and Kerry McRae.
Well done.
The teams, I just had a bit of trouble deciphering the results. So I have figured out definitely the winners were the McManus team. They didn't call themselves the Weir team, by the way. It was Matthew McManus and Michael Weir, Hugh McGarn and Mike Doik.
Right.
They won that, and I had a bit of trouble deciphering the 3A pairs, but it seems like there's a North-South winner and an East-West winner. So the North-South winners were Monica Cheng and Andrew Mickle, and East-West, John Buckledon and Pamela Marsland. Well done to everybody who made it through the rain and the hail and the sleet and snow to get there, despite power being off everywhere and all sorts of other things. It was quite good, wasn't it, being in sunny Hamilton?
I know. Weather wasn't that bad.
It wasn't too bad at all. We didn't get much rain. So obviously, farmers want rain. We didn't perhaps get as much rain as we would have liked.
It was quite warm too.
Yes, it was.
All right. So how'd you go?
No good. We only played the teams. We got knocked out and we came home. Apparently there was torrential rain and we never went back. So that was probably a good thing. Anyway, interprovincial's coming up. And
yeah,
I did a bit of homework for the Bridge Zone.
No way.
I did. So you never give me any homework usually, which is just as well because I probably wouldn't do it. But I just had a look at what the regions are charging to play in their trials.
Yeah.
And top of the hit parade, if you like, were Wellington, Canterbury and Central Districts, who charged $20 to play in their trials.
Yeah.
Pretty good deal. So if you're from CD, Canterbury or Wellington, you've got the best deal in the country, $20 for the trials.
Well, I can tell you that Auckland Northland looks
yeah,
like
I know what they're charging.
$75.
Exactly $75, so they're way ahead of anybody else. The next highest one was Top of the South at $35.
Right.
Waikato Bay's $30, one of the dearer ones, if you like. Yeah, those other three at $20. Now, Otago, I even had to do quite a lot of work to find out what they're charging, and I finally... And, you know, just shows that I don't have a life. I ended up reading their minutes and it said they have no capacity to run trials this year. I don't even know what that means. No trials and no Otago. So they won't be charging anything.
So they're just selecting.
Well, I presume they are. It said no capacity to run trials. So they must be selecting. What a wide range of prices there, aren't there?
$75. Cool.
Yeah, numbers are not great. The entries I've seen so far, and bearing in mind it's really only a couple of weeks away, doesn't look like they've got good numbers. I suppose if it's $75, that wouldn't be encouraging, you would. But I don't know whether it's price. I really don't. I mean, it looks like even the $20 trials aren't great.
Waikato Bay's intermediate, they've actually got 10 pairs entered. So they've got five tables.
So that means there will be a trial, because what Waikato Bays are doing this year, they're saying if they don't get five tables, they won't have a trial. And last year they didn't have any trials. This year the intermediates have got 10 pairs. And last I looked, the seniors had 7. So they're sort of creeping up towards 10.
Let me have a little look. Yep, that's right, 7.
So it's still time to get another few entries in. So if you're a senior pair in Waikato Bays, it'd be good if you entered. It'd be good for them to have a trial.
What's the open looking like, Barry?
No, I don't think there'll be one in the open. There's only 4 pairs entered in the open. I think it's likely there'll probably be another couple of pairs, but they're still only going to get them up to 6.
Okay. And women?
Oh, well, then the woman is always dismal. And this year, it's dismal as usual. There's 3 pairs entered.
Oh, dear.
Not much chance of them getting to 10. It would need a miracle.
May the 3rd to 4th. Okay.
I think Wellington are having teams trials, which they've been going for over recent years.
Julie mentioned CD are doing pairs this year.
I think they are.
Hey, I've just got a question about the CD regionals open. There's a overseas, not Australia entry in Howick. How does that work? Central Districts open online, Howick and overseas, not Australia entry
Which division was that in?
open. I definitely know Faisal's not from CD.
Well, that seems very odd. Almost seems like they shouldn't be entered. I don't know what that means. Overseas, not Australia, just means they're an overseas player. They may be living in New Zealand now, though, so they may be eligible to play. They're not Australian because they would have their Australian number. So it's overseas from somewhere other than Australia. Why Faisal would be in there when he's clearly not from Central, unless he's moved and we don't know.
True, could be.
Possible. It doesn't look like they've got too many. There's only two pairs. Five pairs in their senior
And the woman,
division.
there's one.
Okay, how are they doing in the intermediate? Did you look?
Yeah, I did. My friends are in there, Michael Hardman and Hans van Bunnik. So they've got three pairs entered so far.
Three
So.
pairs, that's pretty terrible. So Wellington have only got one team entered in the open. The seniors have got two teams. I guess they'll have a trial. The women have got one team, and their intermediates, wait for it, they haven't got any teams.
Well, come on, people.
So that's Wellington. Let's have a look at top of the South. Remember, they're charging $35 in top of the South. In the open, they've got seven pairs.
Oh,
Top of
okay.
the South, not too bad. In the seniors, they've also got seven pairs.
And the women, they have four pairs.
Okay. Intermediate, they've got four pairs as well.
Oh,
I
well.
suppose they're not
Still a
too.
little bit of time to go, and I think people, if you want to play some bridge, just get in there.
Let's have a look
Even
at
though you
Canterbury.
enter, they might just select, but at least you put your name in.
Canterbury have only got one pair entered in the open, and it's only going to cost you $20 if you're in Canterbury. So get in there. Seniors, they've got four pairs. Women's, this is C Canterbury I'm talking about. They've got four pairs. Intermediates, five pairs. Pretty dismal numbers, really, aren't they?
Yeah, across the board. Maybe they give it a rest and hold it every 2 years.
Looking at Auckland, who are charging $75, they've still got four pairs entered in the open, three pairs entered in the seniors,
They should have a good number of intermediates,
two
surely.
pairs in the women's. They usually do. They've got 11 pairs entered in the intermediates, only one more than Waikato Bays. Actually, Waikato Bays did have 11 pairs, but somebody must have pulled out.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know, looking a bit grim. I would have thought that, and I know this is my old hobby horse, but I would have thought they would have had more online trials. CD are going to have theirs online.
Yes. Yeah, it does. It says on the entry, just right in the actual tournament list, Barry, it's got online.
It does say online. They're big regions. I mean, even Auckland. I mean, if you've got to travel down from Kerikeri all the way to Auckland, and then you've got to stay the night, and then you've got to drive home again, and you've got to pay $75 as well, it's quite an expensive exercise, isn't it? Whereas if it's online, it's probably going to be 20 or $30. You don't have to leave the house. I must admit, our trials are held in Tauranga, which is still a couple of hours away from me. Bit of a pain going over the Kaimais. I'd rather not. But then, anyway, it looks like we won't have a trial anyway in the open. That won't be happening.
Okay, you're complaining about a couple of hours. I actually do some more tripping around in Maybury. We have to get our time clocks all synced.
Where are you going?
Well, I'm going to Dunedin, so that's not really a problem.
Last I knew, they used the same clock as us.
Yep. And then I'm off to Bangkok and Thailand.
They don't necessarily use the same clock as us.
No, they don't.
Probably not. What's happening in Bangkok and Thailand?
I'm going on one of those Finis Bridge Club tours
Oh,
again.
okay.
4 days in
Lovely.
Bangkok and then 10 days in Phuket, Thailand.
Sounds great. How many people do you think will be on it? Bridge players.
Oh, I think, hang on, just let me get a little bit of info. One thing, they're all bridge players.
And who are you playing with?
I'm playing with William.
Like William from Cairns? Yep.
Bangkok is 5 hours behind Phuket. Phuket is 5 hours behind too.
Well, it won't be unusual for us to record in the middle of the night from the middle of nowhere.
That's correct. Yeah.
Bearing in mind, I reckon we're looming up for 7 years doing this, aren't we?
In June, did we start? I think we
It was in
prepped in
June.
June and then went to air in July.
No, I think we went to air in June.
Wow. Okay. I'll bring back something special from Phuket to
Well, if
celebrate
we've
as a
been going for
prop.
7 years, that we've done more than 300 episodes, we must be zooming up to
That's
350 episodes of
crazy.
this show.
Because it never sleeps, isn't it? We're doing it on Christmas Day and New Year's.
Okay. Anyway, let's hope that people are still enjoying listening to us. And if they are, ask them if they want us to do another 7 years. You can send us an email, bridgezoneshuffle@gmail.com. Tell us whether you'd like us to do another 7 years. It seems to be new material.
I also think, Barry, that maybe we should ask about whether these regional trials should be online or not.
Yeah, okay.
Because
I'd like to know what, I mean, would you be more inclined to play or less inclined to play if the trial was online? And if you could just give us a bit of a clue as to what part of the region you're from and how far you'd be likely to have to travel to get to your trials, that would be good too.
well, CD are hosting theirs online and it hasn't really upped the numbers.
Well, of course, the thing is, you don't really know that. If it wasn't online, they might have less.
That's right.
But they have struggled, as have a lot of provinces
Yeah,
in
they're
recent
not
years, to get
alone.
people to
That's
come.
right.
We'll see what happens.
You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know
I
when
did
to
have a
walk
discussion with a bridge
away,
player about
know
reverse
when to
history
run.
today.
Oh, was that because we were speaking about it?
No, it wasn't. It was somebody who wanted to know what was the reverse and what wasn't. And
Okay.
it can get really confusing. And so if you open a club and the opposition overcall one spade and your partner doubles, showing heart. So you've opened a club, they bid a spade, your partner's doubling, yeah, you bid two heart. It sort of looks like a reverse, but it's not a reverse. It looks like a reverse, it sounds like a reverse, but it isn't one.
Oh, when did
Oh my
that
God.
last week, Barry? Remember when you said it sounds like a duck?
Yeah, that's right. That's one example when it's not a reverse. The way I look at it is partners basically said they would have bid one heart
Yeah.
if they hadn't bid one spade. And all you've done is you've raised their imaginary one heart to two hearts. So that shows a minimum hand. If you had a good hand, you'd have to jump to three hearts.
Yep.
So it does get a little confusing, doesn't it? What if you open a diamond and the opposition bid two clubs and your partner doubles? And now you bid two of a major,
Yeah.
say two spades. Once again, it sort of looks like a reverse, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
But the thing about reversing is you need extra values because partner wants to put you back to your original suit. They have to go all the way to the three level to get there. But in this situation, you know that partner's not going to put you back to the three level because they've basically shown you both majors. So when you bid two spades, they'll never be putting you back to three diamond.
Yeah, because they've told you that they don't like them.
Them. They might have four of them, but if they have four, four in the majors with diamonds, our first priority, as we all know, is to try and find a fit in the majors. So they double to show the majors. And if you bid two no trumps, maybe or whatever, well, then they might go back to diamonds if they've got diamonds as well.
Yes, they call him the street. Whoa, here he comes again. Fastest thing. Who's that with me? Ethel? Is that you, Ethel? Where do you think you're going?
Coming up this weekend is the normal big Wellington Congress. Lots
Yep.
of people head that way.
Very short week this week, 3 days long. And then if you're a Bridgie and you play the Auckland Congress, then you're following it up with a Wellington Congress. And a few people are, that's a lot of bridge in a couple of weeks. The Wellington Congress, Wellington Provincial Pairs and the Provincial Teams, they've got intermediate teams. They've got a novice pairs and a junior pairs and intermediate pairs. It's all on. Auckland, of course, have got their Anzac Day open pairs as well.
Is
But
it online or face to face?
it's all face to face.
Okay.
That's all coming up. We'll have something to report from there. Neither of us will be there.
It's a busy month for me, this month and next month.
And from there, it's straight into the trials.
To know me is to love me. I must be a hell of a man. Oh Lord, it's hard to be humble. But I'm doing the best that I can.
We've also got the luxury that we've got a second question for you because we know you're going to be busy next Monday night with the Easter weekend tournament.
Julie's away. She's actually driving south on that Monday, mate.
Oh, this is another scenario that came out of the tournament director's course. Now, the scenario is south opens two hearts, west bids three diamonds, and then north comes in with a late alert. Oh, I meant to alert that, and circles the two hearts. West then asks what the explanation is, and they say it's five hearts and five of a minor. West decides, right, they're going to call the director. So the director is called. What should happen after that, Patrick?
Well, the director will probably take the three diamond overcaller away from the table to have a chat about whether they still want to bid three diamonds. Now, if they still want to bid three diamonds, there's no problem. It is possible, particularly if, say, like if they've got six diamonds and one club, they're probably going to say to themselves, oh, I know, they've certainly got clubs. They'll probably leave their three diamond bid standing. But let's say they had six diamonds and four clubs. They say, oh, I've got quite a bit in both minors. I'm not so sure that the clearer's definitely got clubs. Maybe they've got five diamonds on the side, and that'd be a bit risky. So they might choose to say that they pass instead. And that creates an interesting situation that doesn't come up much, where it's the fault of the person who didn't alert promptly that we've got this situation. When it's corrected to pass, the information about the pre-diamond overcall is authorized to East, to the partner of the three diamond bid. So let's say it went two hearts, three diamond overcall, corrected to pass, and the partner of the two heart bidder raises to four hearts, but East has got quite a few diamonds. They can sacrifice them five diamonds if they want to.
Yeah.
Because the information about that three diamond overcall is authorized to it. So that's one thing. That information's unauthorized to the other side. So let's say it goes two hearts, pass, four hearts, pass, 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 and they wind up playing the hand. Well, it's really quite tricky because the defenders might say, well, you know, declarer played the hand quite cleverly to avoid leading up to their king of diamonds in their hand, which would have lost to the ace. They managed to throw my partner in to lead away from their diamonds. They wouldn't have done that had they not known about the three diamond overcall. So if declarer winds up playing the hand better because they remember that that hand overcalled three diamonds, well, there's room for the director to adjust the board and say, well, that information was not authorized to you.
Oh, I see.
You've played the hand better because you deliberately found a way to throw them in so that they had to lead away from their diamonds, whereas leading up towards your own king of diamonds would have been a possible thing you might have done, and that wouldn't have worked so well. So the director might adjust by a trick and say, that would have worked out worse. You know, you're not allowed to profit from that unauthorized information. So you can have a situation there where that information is not authorized to one side, but it's still authorized to your partner. And that was because when you retracted that bid, it wasn't your fault you had to retract that bid. It wasn't like you made an insufficient bid and then didn't correct it or something like that. The reason that you wound up retracting that bid was because they did not alert promptly.
Right.
On a director who may not be a particularly experienced player, if they were to get called in an instance like that, they've got to look at how Declara played it and decide whether or not that they played it that way.
This is difficult, but you get that in all sports. Right? If you have a cricket match between New Zealand and Pakistan, say, then you've got an extremely experienced umpires who probably know all the rules and will make the right ruling. But someone umpiring local under 15 game between Mount Albert and King's College or something or other, yeah, they might not be so experienced. They might make mistakes. The less experienced their director is or the umpire, the more likely it is that the umpire or the director might make a mistake. They won't be the first umpire or director to make a mistake. It happens.
Yes, the awkward thing is that generally when there's a withdrawn call, you're normally the offender.
Indeed. In that case, it's a withdrawn call, but you're not the offender.
Yeah, that's right.
So it's different.
So I learned all about AI and UI.
AI means something different these days.
It does, well, doesn't it?
Well, you know, if you're a farmer, it means something else again.
Oh, yes, as Barry will know, yes.
And if you're a banker, UI means something different as well.
Thank you, Patrick.
We'll call it what's there, shall we?
We can look forward to the material from the Tuesday afternoon session at Hamilton in a week or two.
Well, I look forward to see what you manage to dream up to do, Barry, on purpose, even.
He might have a bump on his head the next time you see him, Patrick.
No, but you see, this is quite good. It's giving him an out. Do something stupid. I mean, it's like, oh, Patrick asked me to. Yes, it was deliberate.
Yeah.
Okay.
See you.
Right.
Yeah,
bye.
Yeah. He's really awesome, yeah.
Okay, this is a question that I'm going to ask Barry next week, and it's all to do with natural bidding of a suit, including for suit forcing. Now, I was sure that there was somewhere in the rule book that states that a natural suit holds four cards, but I couldn't find it. So if you're bidding something and it's not alluded, a natural suit is four plus cards. Where would I find that in the rule book?
God, I don't know, but I'm not entirely convinced that it has to be four cards. I think if you bid a three-card suit with something in it, I think you're allowed to do that. But I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
Maybe we'll ask Patrick or Julie.
Yeah.
And the reason why I'm saying this was I remember my partner bid to a slam, which made... So when partner bids... the fourth suit and you don't alert it, that suit needs to be a natural suit, which supposedly in the rule book is a four card suit minimum. Now you might have some thoughts on that, so let's take it up next week. We got one trick taken off us because that wasn't alerted, that needed to be a four card suit. I've always remembered that, and I couldn't find it anywhere in the manual.
Well, I mean, fourth suit forcing should be alerted, of course, but that was a big penalty. Whether the opponents were damaged, I don't know. Did you tell them before they led, or did you never told them?
No, don't think so. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Took a trick off, so we were six, no trumps, one off.
Bugger.
I know. I remember that. And I tried looking at it because I was going to bring it up, but I couldn't find it. Hey, I'll tell you what, Barry, we can finish the show with. Hamilton has got five members that are over the age of 90. I wonder if any other club has those numbers. And our oldest club member is actually going back to England. So that is Jo Howe. She's 95. So we're having a bit of a farewell for her.
There you go. So, yeah, that's pretty impressive, isn't it? Five of them over 90. Do you think it's Bridge that's kept them going?
I mean, they do seem to play a lot. By the way, was there any announcements made at Auckland about how the fundraiser event went for Good Friday?
Not a word.
Oh, really?
So, because they had like 40 tables. So that was on Friday. It was quite fun to play in. We wound up eight. but we should announce the winners of that, shouldn't we?
Yeah, so the open were George Masters and Jack Jane. Intermediate, Thomas Freeman Green and Jody Birchall.
I saw Thomas on the weekend. He was pretty happy about that.
Yeah, that's cool. And best junior pair, Christine Scott and Neil McMillan. Not too sure where they're from, Christine and Neil. I don't know how many the donated funds were.
40 tables and $120 for each table. Well, I think closer to $5,000, yeah, 4,800. So that's pretty good telly. I don't know how much they're paying out in prize money or what the costs were to the director and that sort of stuff.
I'm pleased to see that they've also got, there are those who have donated money towards the team because I'm in that category.
Maybe you guys will make it up to 5,000.
Could do. Okay, well, that's it from us. We shall catch you next week.
Who knows where we'll be recording from? Will you still be in Hamilton?
Yep, I will be.
Talk to you on Monday.
All right. Catch you later.
Okay. Bye
Take
for now.
Care, everybody.
New Zealand Bridge, sponsoring Bridge from beginner to international, nationwide. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.